Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with Joyful Heart Renewal Ministries. Today, I'd like to share some thoughts. A New Year's paradigm shift, soaring, not struggling, based on Isaiah 40, 28-31. Let's pray. Father, speak to us out of your word. Teach us how to soar. In Jesus' name, amen. This day before the new year, I spent an hour at our local CrossFit gym. I think I'm the oldest guy who comes to this gym. The men all seem buff and strong. The barbells they lift are loaded up with weights. My weights are light. They ran 800 meters today, which I can't do, so I used the rowing machine. You get the picture. Weak versus strong. So Isaiah 40:28-30 speaks to me. It shows the striking contrast between strength and weakness, power and faltering. Verses 28-29 compare Yahweh's strength to human strength. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Yahweh has no limitations. Time doesn't faze him. He is everlasting. Chronological time means something to us, but it isn't important in God's frame of reference. He isn't diminished by getting old. He creates. He knows everything. His energy never diminishes. This morning, part of my workout was to do 50 push presses, lifting the barbell over my head 50 times. I could only do 10 to 15 at a time. Then I had to rest. If the weights were any heavier, I wouldn't get to 50 at all. My strength gives out. But our passage goes on to say that Yahweh transfers his limitless strength to us. Verse 29, he gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. The text says that even the buff men and women at the gym will get to the point where their strength is utterly spent, they'll reach their limit. Verse 30, even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But here comes the promise that doesn't depend upon my age or relative strength or endurance. Verse 31, they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord will find their strength renewed. Hope in, or wait for, wait upon, is kawa. Look, wait for, hope. The root means to wait or look for with eager expectation. Waiting with perseverance expresses our faith that God will save his people. As we turn our faith to him, he strengthens us. Renew is halap, which in the hifil stem has the idea of change, exchange, replace. There is a sense in which we exchange our weakness for his strength as we wait expectantly for him to act. The promise is that the Lord will renew our strength, just as David strengthened himself in the Lord his God, 1 Samuel 18:6. The prophet gives us wonderful images of soaring, running, and walking effortlessly. Praise the Lord. Verse 31 shows us an eagle soaring. If you've ever watched eagles or vultures with their great wings, they hardly have to flap their wings. They just move their wings ever so slightly to catch the wind. They can stay up for hours. In the gym, the only way to gain altitude is to climb a rope. The heavier you are, the harder it is to climb. Imagine climbing up to the 500 feet or higher where the eagles soar. Unless you have extreme upper body strength, you'll never make it. But Isaiah is offering a completely different paradigm. Instead of the physical strength of young people in their prime, he suggests taking off flying like a bird. The secrets of aerodynamics are designed into a bird's wing or an aircraft's lifting capability. It is counterintuitive. You go forward and are lifted up in the process. God's offer of strength here is also counterintuitive. You wait on him in faith, you trust him, and his strength is transferred to you. Your weakness is replaced by his strength. Jesus invites us to enjoy this phenomenon of replacing our weakness with his limitlessness. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He contrasts the heavy yoke that you're currently struggling with to a yoke that is surprisingly light. It is a paradigm shift. When we try to do it ourselves, we are overwhelmed. But when we turn it over to him, we experience something amazing, his strength. Psalm 55:22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Is not having enough for food or clothing or shelter your burden? Jesus' answer is this. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. The world says there is no real hope or help from God. It's all in your mind. It's foolishness. But God says, they who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Jesus says, seek first my kingdom, and I'll give you what you need. The psalmist says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. In this new year, I choose to trust the Lord. I choose to wait on him and let him exchange my strength for his. I choose to soar like the eagle rather than try to claw my way up to the heights by my own faltering strength. This is what it means to walk by faith and not by sight. This is how I choose to walk in this new year, by his grace. Soaring, not struggling. Amen. Let's pray. Father, show us how to make this energy transfer from our strength to yours. Teach us to wait on you. Teach us to trust you. Teach us to soar. By your Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.